brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Fourth hour overdrive. I want to welcome the stations that follow us here. I used to do 4 hours. I went back to three because I do the nightly news, but I ended up doing four. So I should have just said the show is always 4 hours because some stations quit carrying the fourth hour, which is a tragedy. So did XM. So because I pointed out it wasn't live. They didn't know for years it wasn't live. But it's live a lot of the time now, and we're live, ladies and gentlemen. I got to reset and recap. It's like living in a movie, having my life. And I don't say that in like an excited way. It's a big responsibility, and I'm just a regular guy, and I'm not up to all this. But I try to be as moral as I can and try to be the best person I can. And also, at the same time, try to pay our way to fight the globalist. So we can fund ourselves without being under globalist funding or control. There's just so much going on in this world. Let's go to your phone calls. I'm going to recap the top stories. Some big breaking news that is just epic. The Big Brother on record, documents released, in Georgia, training under a CIA program, which we already knew. It's like never ending. Why did it have to be the government again? It's so creepy to see all those Boston cops involved in it as well. I mean, and I'm not saying they're involved doing it, but like going along with it. I mean, it's, and they grabbed that guy and cut his larynx out immediately. They wanted him dead, but the media had the live feed of it. It's just horrible. But I mean, that's what they do all day long. I mean, they'll cluster bomb Iraqis and make jokes about it and watch the videos back at base like it's fun. So you have empathy for a reason, folks. It's all going to come back on us. Jordan in Missouri, a Saudi national suspect. You're on the air. That's the point you want to raise. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, Alex, it's good to talk to you, man. I salute you and your team for what you do. You put your lives on the line. I appreciate it, and so does everyone else. And I've been waking up a lot of people about this stuff. But anyways, I wanted to ask you about that Saudi national, because I don't know if you've seen it, but Glenn Beck was on YouTube saying, oh, I give Obama till Monday to tell the truth about the Boston bombing, or I'm going to release information on the Saudi national. And he, of course, he never came out and said anything about it, and that's Glenn Beck for you. Don't stick to his word. But anyway,
he loves suckering people. He's a nasty. I'm not going to. No, I take it back. He knows there's FEMA camps. The legislation, the bills, the civilian inmate labor camp. Guys, pull up re-education camp army manual, army.mil. Show it to viewers. I'll give people the FM number. And he knows all that and builds it up. It's real. I'm going to expose it in 1 month, and then makes fun of everybody and says it isn't real and shows a straw man. And I said, he'll come out and admit this guy's on a terror watch list, or his family was, in Saudi Arabia, and that the White House covered it up. That was all already in the news. And it's just like, talk about over-promising, under-delivering. We are the opposite here, which is actually a problem I have. I need to learn how to build stuff up, and then because we under-promise, over-deliver. And we have these guys are CIA. We have them as set up patsies. The only way that it isn't a staged inside job, and it's one in a thousand, is that they were triple agents and double crossed. You see, they were CIA. They were used to infiltrate Muslim mosque and stuff, which is the perfect cover. To have somebody talking about how they're going to blow stuff up so that they look like a terrorist later. It's like they had McVeigh spying on militias going around talking about terror everywhere. That way, when they actually blew something up and blamed him as a patsy, and he was there, by the way, part of the operation, part of the sting, he thought, then they would be able to say, see, he walked around saying he was a terrorist at all these gun shows and things. So, a little bit tired today for whatever reason. I got to bed late and got up so early. I'm just so sick of it all. It makes my head hurt. It makes my head hurt to have the articles up at Infowars.com right now where the Russian news and the Georgian news is reporting. And now the police state measures of the Kentucky Derby. God, now you can't take your own chair or a cooler. You got to buy it all there. Yeah, just wreck it all because somebody might bring a bomb in. Oh, my God. Why don't people say, hey, we're really Boston strong, Boston brave. We're not going to check any of the backpacks. You know what? Your terrorism doesn't affect us. No, it's the opposite.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
And a bunch of others when there's breaking news, and I believe we were taping. I was almost late getting back in here in studio. It's 2:08 Central time on this Wednesday edition. I was almost late. Misha, the foggy guy overseas that says Tamerlan and his brother, the two brothers, were Alex Jones listeners, and it's all because of Alex Jones, the shadowy influence. They're now admitting no one can find him, and there's no proof. Is Misha at Laneley, Virginia? Is that where Misha is? I mean, I'm on air here, folks, and they've got a senator. Will you guys cue up the senator clip? They've got a senator coming out, Chambliss. Oh, my headset just fell off. I got in here so quick. It's like a rocket science, the tape back there. We had a big meeting and how many people does it take to get a thing recorded? But, you know, when DVRs are running, you can always back them back out. Yeah, who is Misha? And that's Tamerlan's friend, had strong religious beliefs. That's who did it. And they're on their admitting they can't find Misha. Maybe Misha is the same guy who was involved in having the drill. Maybe Misha's behind everything. So, this is really getting hard to deal with at this point. Chambliss, a law enforcement agency, may have had info about bombing, Boston bombing in advance. Georgia Senator Saxby Chambliss told Channel 2 Action News last night that the law enforcement agency may have had information in advance of the Boston bombings that wasn't properly shared. Oh, gee, think so? And now it's come out in the Russian news and mainline news, Boston bombers' role in the CIA and Chechen terror. And Islamic terror from Caucasus' next phase and plan to undermine liberty, part of the Jamestown's Zbigniew Brzezinski group. And then they have the Secret Service running around telling us, do we have the clip of Chambliss? Okay, good. Then we have the Secret Service running around coming up to our reporters saying, don't hand out photos, don't talk to the press. That video's up on Infowars.com now. And photos of it. I mean, they are scared to death. And, I mean, I'm just sitting here watching all this happen in front of me, and it's just completely blowing me away. So let's go ahead and go to that clip of the senator and then back to your phone calls.
Senator Saxby Chambliss told Channel 2 Action News within the past hour that a law enforcement agency may have had information in advance of the Boston bombings, information that was not properly shared.
First, bringing you up to date on the investigation. Tonight, two officials said that Tamerlan Sarnaev liked to look at extremist websites. He died in a violent getaway attempt last week. His younger brother remains in the hospital. Today, we found out that he is in fair condition. And Senator Chambliss talked to us about the information that was not shared with law enforcement. He wouldn't elaborate on the agency or what the information was.
There now appears that there may have been some evidence that was obtained by one of the law enforcement agencies that did not get shared in a way that it should have been. If that turns out to be the case, then we have to determine whether or not that would have made a difference.
New today, we learned 50 people are still in the hospital in the Boston area. Some of them are now without limbs.
Uh-huh. Land of the free, home of the brave. Again, the article is up at Infowars.com right now. Right now, we have the headline, Tamerlan attended CIA-sponsored workshop. He had aliases. He had it all. And Kurt Nemo has been adding to that article since it broke. We need to add the whole history of it. The head of the MI6, the head of the bombing on 7/7 was MI6. It just goes on and on. And on and on. That story needs to get out to everybody. Because, we tend to put out one article about something about, oh, look, he had an alias they let him use, which shows he was an intelligence operative. Hey, look, the Russians inquired about him to blow his cover. Hey, look, now he's hanging out at a Zbigniew Brzezinski CIA training system to infiltrate and kick the Russians out of different countries. I mean, this is incredible. And they're not there to kick the Russians out to bring freedom. They're there to put in Al-Qaeda to turn the place into a Stone Age hellhole like Libya and Syria. I mean, it's so immoral. But they want to do that to America, too. They're wrecking America. And then using the threat. American Free Press, UK Bilderberg 2013 meeting confirmed. That makes me think it might not be confirmed because it's been all over the map, thinking it was in the U.S. and stuff. But I know they put out this info. Good job of them getting that. Watson has thinks he confirmed it about a month ago, or I guess 3 weeks ago. So there's the AFP podcast where they're talking about it. So, but it looks like that is the case. So. AFP Mark Anderson. Hey, get Mark Anderson on, guys, the next few days for a quick pop-in. We've got Mark's number in the computer. At least we did 100 times ago. But we need to get Mark Anderson on American Free Press, UK Bilderberg 2013 meeting confirmed. And it's an Infowars.com story. And he got an email from a Grove employee apparently confirming UK-based Bilderberg meeting this coming June, Anderson writes. An email reply to AFP from the Grove staffer and a check with the hotel website. Yeah, we've actually been by there. Calendar confirmed the hotel is booked solid June 5th through the 9th. The Bilderberg meeting itself, by all the latest indications, is to take place June 6th through the 9th. This updates the recent AFP report that stated England was likely general meeting location, but the meeting would be held June 9th to the 11th. At the time, the hotel where the meeting was to be held was not yet known. We should probably, just not that I care, but just for accuracy, we should probably add that it was Infowars.com that confirmed it was England. Just watch this. Infowars.com. Bilderberg in England. And there's a story. April 13th. Confed set to take place in Watford, UK. Paul Joseph Watson. So I guess it was 2 weeks ago. I think he had one before that, too. Hotel staff told high-profile group will descend on luxury venue. I don't care. It's a great article our InfoWars guy wrote. I'm happy to promote what Anderson's doing. He's a good guy. Hope to have him on this year if I don't go. I'll have him on regardless. I'll be sending somebody. I kind of like to hide out in the shadows, though. I don't like being a rock star, I'll be honest with you. It's pretty amazing when I go to these things with the happens with the press. It's like, you know, I like hot dogs, but I don't want to go to a hot dog eating contest and eat 100 of them. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like I've. Will you guys have this article added to the one that's on InfoWars so people can actually see photos of the facility and the rest of it? And I believe, yeah, we got the date right whenever we reported it. Let me see if that's the same thing that American Free Press has got on their deal. Yeah, they got 6th and 9th, too. Okay, that's enough of me. Let's go to your phone calls. Clint in Kentucky. Hey, you don't have due process anymore. They say they can stop and frisk anybody they want because of the terrorists in Kentucky. Land of the free, home of the brave, huh?
No, not anymore. It'll be a while. I was going to say, man, I was on hold yesterday when you had to close the show out. I really wanted to talk to you yesterday because I could hear a disgust. I could hear anger in your voice. And I want to let you know that not only am I praying for you, for your safety, your strength, and your patience, but I want to ask that all your listeners say a prayer for you. You're really out there doing a good thing, and we need
to. Well, I get mad because it's like watching somebody cram their hand in a garbage disposal and turn it on, and even when their hand's chopped up, saying, no, my hand's not chopped up. I mean, this new world order is bad, and it is painful to watch it metastasize. Go ahead.
It is. The Saudi National, I don't want to get into the exact same things that y'all have been, but wasn't it, didn't Obama stop NSAIM and Michelle Obama stop NSAIM, correct?
Yes, they acted very, very suspicious. But
well, here's what I want to say.
Now they found one of them dead in the lake. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. President, I'm paying your salary, so I would really like to know what you were doing on the clock, stopping in. I want to know what the meeting was about because I pay your salary. And I think if we push it enough, we may not be able to get the answer that we want, but at least we'll heat them up, and I have to give us some kind of answer.
Well, let me ask you this question. Why do you think the Secret Service would go to a meeting that Obama and no other cabinet people were at and get in the face of a reporter that was going to bring up a drill?
Well, I'll tell you exactly why, because I used to be on the other side of the fence. I used to be the one not making the right choices. When you flip like that, it's because you know you're in the wrong, and the only way to stop the person in the right is to intimidate them. And that's it. I mean, if you use intimidation, if that doesn't work, you really get scared because most of the time those people aren't tough. That's why they need numbers. They're not tough. They don't know what real war is about. So if the intimidation doesn't work, basically we push them in a corner and they're in a bad shape.
Well, no, they're going to blow stuff up and blame it on us. It's what they do. They were going to blame the Tea Party. It didn't work. And so now they fell back to Muslims, so they probably actually had plant the bombs. They were CIA, definitely the older brother. That's confirmed now. All over the map, he was one of their minions, not an agent, or, quote, officer, as they call them. They tried to then say, well, a foggy guy, here's his first name. He says Alex Jones made him do it. And then now they're on CNN. Imagine walking by in the coffee room, and they're talking about, well, what's the name? I don't have the AP article in front of me. Chamas? How do you say it? Yeah, Chambliss. And they've got it on screen. I've got the article right here. Let me find it. Yeah, Chambliss says Alex Jones. InfoWars. I mean, it's just like, come on, man. I expose them so they write me into it. What, are you going to find a cooker bomb at my house next, you jackasses? I'll skip this network break. Let's talk to PJ in Boston on the Boston bombing. And insider trading. Ooh, it's always important to look at insider trading because they always do that when it's staged. I forgot to look at that telltale sign. We should create a checklist for people for false flags. Do they work for intelligence agencies? Was there a drill? Did law enforcement be told to stand down? All that's coming out. Did they have aliases? Did they try to kill the patsies? Maybe they can have Jack Ruby walk up to the other brother, you know, who's had his larynx cut out, and just have him go, and then they can kill Jack Ruby too, you know. Or maybe zombie Jack Ruby, like, get rid of Patsy. I mean, how dumb do you have to be, people? I'm sorry. And this is not a Tetris effect here, where you play Tetris long enough that, you know, it's called the Tetris syndrome. Everything looks like Tetris. It's not, I'm a hammer, everything's a nail. Believe me, I don't want this to be an inside job. It just happens to be that, and now I'm being connected to it. I told you they were going to try to blame us for it. It's so funny. Oh, it's not funny, though. I'm sorry, PJ, finish your point.
All right, so back in 2012, they signed into law the Stock Act. It basically shows Congress and how they're doing inside trading. It's supposed to disclose their information, financial information. But when the Boston bombing happened, at the same time, Obama signed into law the Stock Act rollback at the same time that the bombing was happening. So instead of us being able to see what their financial information is on the internet, now we can't. And I think they're getting bad now. I think we really need to see who's getting paid and who's not. We need to find out where the money's going at this point.
No. Don't look into things. That's extreme. Sir, the government loves you. Have you had your shots today?
Alex, I'm going to every program, every bullion program, and every single silver is delayed. All of them, 10 ounce, 100 ounce, 1 ounce, it doesn't matter what it is, gold and silver, they're all delayed. I'm trying to get one right now. They're all delayed. They're all sold out.
I don't know if Midas Resources is sold out of gold. No, since the price went down, the globalists are using that to buy it, and that's what I've been told, is that gold's actually sales are way up. Because people just are actually understanding they used a paper market to drive it down. I haven't sold any gold or silver I had. Thank you so much. Great points, PJ. By the way, Steve Watson did a report. It's actually a serious report. Alert, Spider-Man linked with Boston bombers. Michael Jackson, Game of Thrones, Finding Nemo could also be involved. Because that was on their Facebook and other social media accounts. And since some foggy guy said they listened to me, it's my fault. So by extension, it's Spider-Man. Alert, Spider-Man linked with Boston bombers, Michael Jackson, Game of Thrones, Finding Nemo could also be involved, obviously. You know that fish, man, that fish acts friendly. You know, the American people are like the fish that can't remember anything. Like it knows Nemo, and she's always like, who are you again? Dory. Yeah, it's like, I'm like, that's it. Now the First Amendment says we have the right to religion and the government has no jurisdiction. Who are you again? Like that, Dory should be the new American mascot. You're kidding, they're coming out with a sequel calling Finding Dory? Wow. Well, she gets lost? Oh, okay. That is a good movie. I'm telling you right now, folks, that we've thought, is it the ostrich is the new American symbol? Is it a TSA officer shoving their hand up your rump? No. We need something more family-friendly. Dory will be the new national symbol, and everyone will forget the American flag ever existed, and that will be the new flag. But they won't even know what that is with all the fluoride. Is that not genius? The new American flag will be Dory. For people that don't know, can we pull up Dory? I love the sharks in that movie. It's like, hello there, friend. Yeah, the big smile. Let's go ahead. Oh, there you go. There's Dory the bluefish. Of course, you can't remember that. Like, what is that? Is that a fish? Someday, if you even know if something's a fish, you'll be like a genius. Like, that man is a genius. He has an IQ of 52. He's able to breathe. Well, let's go ahead and talk to John in Colorado, shutting down the missile defense base, whatever that is. What's a missile defense base? Hello, who's the caller? Who did I say I was going to? Hello. I love my government. I love my Obama. I love my free medical care, though it's not free. Hello. He said he wouldn't raise my taxes. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What's your name?
Hey, Alex, John.
Who? Who are you? What?
John.
I'm sorry. I don't remember your name. What is it again?
John.
Okay. Well, you're being a conspiracy theorist telling me you know how to talk. Go ahead.
No. Hey, I'm a friend of the family. family who's been working out at Buckley Air Force Base for 40 years. Father worked there, now the son works there. Works for a private defense contractor. They were told about a month and a half ago that Buckley Air Force Base, if you're not familiar with it, the huge golf balls when you fly into Denver International Airport, but they provide all the missile warning, missile defense, technology, all the basically homeland security stuff, but they were told that this division that runs the whole thing was told that they were going to shut down within the next 2 months. The mother was absolutely irate. She said the father said that the father had worked there for 35 years, so the United States will have absolutely no security whatsoever once this is closed down.
So, I searched Buckley Air Force Base to close. It seems like I heard something about that. But has that not been announced yet?
There's 92,000 people that work out there. So this is just the particular division that runs the satellite warning early missile defense system. And like I said, the father, without going into any detail, said we will have absolutely no defense warnings whatsoever.
Well, he also might be compartmentalized. They've launched a bunch of floating ones. I was down at Corpus Christi a few years ago and watched this giant one launch, took photos of it, and then a year later saw it in National Geographic talking about the launch of it. But I saw some deal where they were saying they were going to not have missile defense as part of a deal with China on the West Coast. So, of course, look, a government with nukes, with missiles, is not a threat. The threat is the veterans and gun owners and fathers. Yeah, there it is. May the force stay with us, protecting Buckley Air Force Base from closure. There's the Aurora Sentinel reporting on that. And it says they are shutting parts of it down. So there you go. Well, sir, we need the Army to spy on Tea Partiers. I mean, did you not hear that it's all my fault, the bombings now? It's gone from, I say we should look at the government. They go, oh, really, Jones? You did it. What do you think of that?
King Jones.
It's just I'm so powerful right now. And
hey, quick question or quick comment about the Boston thing. I don't know if you saw this morning, but it came out that the public defender is going to be the same public defender that defended the shoe bomber. And that he also admitted to the crime before he read his Miranda rights.
They're coming out with a guy they chopped the throat out of right after he was fine. Like, I'm fine. They're like, oh, really? You're not fine now? Box cutters. And we'll take care of you, pal. And now he admits he's guilty. Well, you know why they're so desperate? Because it was an intelligence operation. Did you hear me that it's come out that Tamerlan was in a CIA program and he had aliases? This is confirmed about the alias stuff. I mean, they definitely set this up. Yeah, shoe bomber lawyer to represent the Boston bombing suspect. The shoe bomber had an IQ of about 60 and tried to light plastic explosive.
They're saying that she's excellent, tough, and tenacious, and why I should be one of the best defense lawyers that a man could get without paying for it. I just thought that was...
Yeah. Well, if they ever set me up, that's not the one I want. It's like this great white shark is really protects you from sharks in the water now. Stick your legs in its mouth, and it'll take good care of you. Kangaroo courts, man. All right, thank you. Yeah, John brought that up. We were able to confirm everything he said. I'm out of time. I apologize to Alicia, Chris, Farouk, and Mike. I've got a giant headache now, and I'm going to end the transmission. We're going to go to rebroadcast after this break at the streams at InfoWars.com. But the nightly news is back tonight, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. I think it'll be live tonight. We've got a bunch of special reports that are going to premiere. They've been working on for days. 7 o'clock Central. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, it will not cure your cancer. But it will. So that's a joke, folks, a little inside joke. But it will help cure the tyranny. 11 memberships for $5.95. One membership, 11 people can simultaneously log in with it. Get it, share it, get everybody to tune in tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. You can also, we're going to stop tonight with the free video stream because the bill's too big with Infowars.com/listen. But still on that page will be the listen and some of the videos we'll post there. But I just can't pay for it. We got a big donor coming in, then we'll be able to have free video for everybody. We're trying to do an ad system to have ads on it, but it hadn't worked yet. So where we can pay to give you the daytime show at least free. Because we want to reach more people. That's the goal. But PrisonPlanet.tv, support us. We're on the very front line, ladies and gentlemen. Buy your war bonds for the fight for the Republic. InfoWarsStore.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So I'm going to open the phones up in this hour and the next. I had a Dan Bidondi popping in, and then the always informative Lindsey Williams is going to be coming on with us in the third hour, but I will open the phones up for him as well. I'll do the best job I can. Here is the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. It's a free-for-all, whatever subjects you want to raise, whatever you want to bring up. But, you know, I'd like to get your take on the younger brother that's supposedly still alive. Admits to setting bombs with brother, says source in the Boston Globe. Also admits he and his brother Tamerlan were behind killing of MIT officer. So that's the new system in America, where, you know, they arrest you, you're walking, they cut your larynx out, and then you're guilty, and then they put that out in the news so you can't get a fair trial. And then everybody chants USA, USA, USA is due process. What the USA is based on is flushed directly down the toilet, like the babies at the different abortuaries owned by the Attorney General do. By the way, Kermit, not the frog, but the abortionist, they've dropped most of the charges. The judge is inexplicably is dropping most of the counts against him. And even the Associated Press, not known for its accuracy or standing up for liberty, had to say, really no reason. inexplicably. Just, you know, we're talking about nine-month-old babies, you know, just chopped up, put in toilets and buckets to drown, blood all over the walls, all over the floor, just a filthy stench pit. And it all came out because women would go there and get so physically hurt. You know, it was just, I mean, just imagine it. And the demonic ferret, Kermit Gosnell. Unbelievable. House of Horrors, doctor charged with killing live fetuses with scissors. And you got Planned Parenthood in Florida saying, well, no, I mean, we should be able to get rid of kids after the, even after they're born. And that's the Journal of Bioethics came out last year, and people didn't believe me when Paul Watson came out and wrote an article linking to that. They thought it must not be real. But see, just a year later, it's like, yeah, what is the big deal? Death panels are good. Kill kids. See how things change? But here's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air. Now, I want to go ahead here and plug some new things that are on the InfoWarsStore.com site. Not only do we have the best products up there at the lowest prices out there in many cases, it also supports the broadcast and everything we're doing. So I hope that you will go to the new Seed Center at InfoWarsStore.com. There's books, T-shirts, films, so many other items, the whole, you know, Health Ranger line of great organic products as well, Inner Food. I mean, it really is a huge online high-quality store, the Pro-Pure water filters. But the new Seed Center has seven different brands at the lowest prices out there. We either match the lowest price or we've been authorized in some cases to go below. But this is the lowest price that we've been authorized. People can sometimes, you know, buy it and sell it on eBay or something cheaper, you know, secondhand. We have the lowest prices on every one of the – this is a year of research. A year goes by quick, and I've told Weldon, find out the best companies, do the research, try them out, talk to people. And finally, a year later, because my crew's really busy, we have the huge Seed Center, six – or is it seven different companies, and it's all up there. It's all up there. The Family Survival Emergency Seed Bank, the Urban Survival Emergency Seed Bank, the Deluxe Emergency Seed Bank. We've got the Seed Arc. We've got seven different companies out there. The lowest prices, all the different choices to compare. One place, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll free. You get the Survival Seed Vault, the Seed Arcs. All non-GMO, non-hybrid heirloom. So they have that old-fashioned thing of producing their own seeds in the fruit, in the vegetables, in the different plants, so you can replant the next year. Someday that'll be a conspiracy theory. Mommy, I heard once there were mommies. I heard once women breastfed. I heard once that plants had seeds and grew and didn't come out of a biotech engineering company. I heard once that children could walk and play. I heard once we lived past 20. Of course, it won't even get to that. We'll be replaced with machines and the whole merger with the cybernetic interface if they have their way. It's all public. The end of humanity as we know it, and the global technocrats to the psychopaths on drooling power trips have their way. Things are not going to go the way they think they are because we're checkmating them right now, putting their whole agenda out. So when they try to implement it all, people under mind control will still agree with it and go along with it no matter what happens. But many people will not do that. Many people will go, wait, this was all true. Wow, you know, they're admitting that, you know, 20 is the new 30, and 30 is the new 50 or whatever. I saw those studies out last week, and they're admitting all the neurological disorders and dropping IQs and exploding cancer and the bisphenol A and the hydrofluorosilicic acid. You know, just 10 years ago, I'd talk about this stuff designed to feminize men, hyperfeminize women, reduce your fertility, and they would attack me all over the media. Hey, suckers, the bisphenol A is coming out of most of the products now. They're passing laws overseas. Hey, suckers, countries are banning the cross-species GMO everywhere. You see? Because it came out Monsanto's own laboratory. Cafeterias won't have GMO. And the Queen of England won't have GMO. And the royalty all over the world won't have it. And the communist Chinese leadership won't have it. It's over, suckers. Go ahead. ahead. Roll all your stuff out, okay? Just because you got a bunch of lemmings that'll go along with you, natural law says just because you've got 50-plus percent begging to be slaves doesn't mean I get to be a slave just because you get people voting to make me a slave. You got that, suckers? You're the suckers that signed on to evil. You can go right back to Hades where you came from. Anyways, we've got the huge seed center, and it'll probably be eight seeds by, you know, eight different brands by next week. But these are the best, the most certified, highest quality, lowest prices, InfoWarsStore.com. This is part of a big rebellion. You want to fight the new world order? Don't fight with your wife. Don't fight with your husband. Get your kids off television. Get them off GMO. Take care of your neighbors. Forgive your enemies who aren't really evil. If somebody's just dumb and weird, help them out. But if they're super evil, obviously expose them and fight what they're doing. But get rid of old petty grudges that don't matter. Go to the next level. Plant seeds in your backyard. Drink filtered water. Give fruit and vegetables to your friends and neighbors. Get them into planting seeds. Become human again. Get back to what happened pre-technocracy, pre-1960s. Revolt against the matrix. Rediscover your humanity. Just the act of gardening, as I've told you so many times, is so human, the agrarian instinct, that it just activates all these other basic human instincts. That's why they don't want you doing it. Again, Oblivion even talks about that. This is the reality. This is what we're dealing with. Everyone knows these universal truths. What's the movie with Kurt Russell, Universal Soldier, where he finally breaks his programming, gardening? And people make fun of that stuff. Anybody who goes out and digs in the dirt knows what I'm talking about. Anybody that goes and... But Jean-Claude Van Damme had one by the same name. It's a very similar name. It's something soldier. It's a pretty good movie, actually. Pretty good for a B-movie. I love Kurt Russell, man. Oh, I love him in The Thing. You know, there's not many actors I want to meet, and I've met a lot of them. It kind of spoils it. But, I mean, I would love to meet Kurt Russell. I actually had a chance to go to the premiere of one of the Grindhouse movies and meet him, and I didn't do it. You know, it's funny. People you really want to meet or talk to, you don't want to. You know, it's like I know where, a lot of people hang out and go in Austin and stuff. And if I find out some famous person eats at a restaurant, it's just called Soldier, 1998. There you go. And then I almost won't go there because I don't want to run into him. And, you know, it's kind of like Drudge, because I really admire Drudge, all he's done, trailblazing, having the courage to really expose the New World Order more and more, the first to expose Bilderberg. I mean, just 6-7 years ago, they said Bilderberg still didn't exist in America, and Drudge started posting links about it and broke the blockade. I mean, that's a big deal, and he has courage, so I admire that. And then Drudge tweeted yesterday saying, you know, I told friends privately, as I've been told this by some famous people that have talked to Drudge, they go, you know, Drudge really likes you and says, you know, you're going to end up being, you know, just incredibly, you know, effective and famous in all this. Because he's a smart guy. I guess he can see trends. And I've been told that by a few people. I won't say their names, even though they didn't say it was off record. And then sure enough, he sends a tweet out saying, privately told friends would be year of Alex Jones. Never met or talked to the man, but one hell of a broadcast in such a homogenized media. And, you know, again, I know I could get a hold of Drudge. He knows he could get a hold of me. Because I've actually talked to some of his crew before. I'll just leave it at that. And we just neither one ever try to talk to the other one. Because you don't want to ruin it. You know what I mean? But if Drudge ever comes through Austin, we'll take him out shooting and for barbecue. I think that's probably the best thing. So you're invited to come to Texas if you're ever driving through on one of your road trips in your Corvettes and want to go out shooting and barbecue, you're invited. But no need to break the silence. You know, it's the opposite with me up here gibbering, streaming consciousness, and then it's just different. I mean, it's the same thing. I know people that are neighbors to Robert Plant. I know his driver. I know where he goes and watches the team he owns, the soccer team, and I have a friend who's become kind of friends with him because they're soccer fans, and I just would never If I saw Robert Plant at a restaurant, I don't think I'd go up and talk to him. And again, it's not that I'm even intimidated by Robert Plant. It's just that I like his voice and his music so much over the years growing up with it. It's almost like I'm not meant to talk to him. I don't know how to explain that. See, I'm now digressing. We got all these loaded phones. I said I'd go to your phone calls. I'm so neurotic, I can't seem to do it. Let me just say this separately. I'm on quite an adventure here. I know I'm real. And I know that we're having a big effect and really changing history right now. And having the White House attack us and go after us and dirty tricks and things I won't even get into on air. I know how real this is. And I see people conditioned to go along with it. But we do appreciate your support, spreading the word, because we're going to, you know, risk our lives and treasure and names in this. Might as well try to beat the globalists, you know. Might as well go all the way. I mean, I don't want to fail at this, and I know we can win. It's that idea that we can't win against evil is why evil wins. Every time people figure out they don't have a choice and have to fight back, they end up defeating evil. Because evil falls in and of itself. That's why it tries to sell evil to make you evil so that you're weak, so that you don't resist evil. But when you've got the Secret Service, and the report's going up in the next 20 minutes at InfoWars.com, and we're going to find the videos of the third press conference and, you know, show those so you can match them up to this. They're all over the place online. We'll do a report on the Nightly News about this as well. To have the Secret Service come over and threaten Badandi and tell him that he better not ask questions and that he better watch it and stuff and get in his space and have him stand up to him and tell him, you know, that he's not afraid and that he's doing the right thing and he knows about the drill. And to now have the drill come out and to have a member of the U.S. Senate saying that law enforcement agency may have had info about the bombing and in advance and let it happen. Senator Chambliss from Georgia, Saxby Chambliss, is saying that. Well, that isn't a Southern gentry name. I don't know what is. And a New Hampshire lawmaker says Boston bombing was a government job, and then it's because of me. Now a lawmaker in New Hampshire, I'm going to try to get her on. The social media ramblings of a woman who read about conspiracy theory on InfoWars wouldn't usually be newsworthy, but it's the case. The woman is a lawmaker in New Hampshire state legislature who thinks the government is responsible for the Boston bombings. Three-term Republican Representative Stella Termblay, I believe you pronounce it, first made her case in a scare quotes saturating Facebook post on Friday, writing to Glenn Beck. She said, just as you said would happen, top down, bottom up, the Boston Marathon was a black ops terrorist attack. One suspect killed, the other one, maybe two, before they even have a chance to speak. Oh, notice they cut out his throat, so that happened. He's walking out of the boat. And then drones are now terrorist attacks by our own government. Sad day, but wake up to all of us. First, there was a suspect. Then there wasn't. InfoWars broke the story, and they knew they had been found out. And then the New York Magazine demonizes and attacks that. And again, they're all over the news. The Tamerlan linked InfoWars conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, alleged Boston bomber was Alex Jones' conspiracy fan. On and on and on. All because... the media, the Associated Press, who said there were WMDs in Iraq and said that that there weren't bullets, but then there were bullets. And the Associated Press caught, you know, pushing propaganda a million times. Now just talks to somebody, you know, from overseas and, well, yeah, and I think he visited InfoWars.com. Well, it's my fault. See, I told you they wanted to blame the Tea Party one way or another. One way or another. Who has that song? One way or another, I'm going to get you. I know who that is. It's going to pop in my head in just a minute. It doesn't matter. You just type it into the search engine, it'll tell you. I mean, one way or another. They want to throw it back on us. See, I'm saying they have a history of this. They're the number one suspects. And then there's a drill. And the senator says it looks like they knew and didn't stop it. Duh. But see, I'm wrong because I'm dangerous, because I'm right. Blondie. Thank you. That's what I thought. So this is the type of stuff we're talking about. So, yes, I'm in danger of being demonized, attacked, shut up, you name it. I'm not going to even get into it. The point is that this is real. And if they have a history of it, How do they say it's crazy to go, hey, we should look at who's been caught doing Gulf of Tonkin, Ajax, Northwoods? The government cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, gave them the detonators, let them do it. World Trade Center attack, 1993. Oh, shut up. That's your opinion. No, it's not. It came out in federal court. It's admitted. I mean, it just comes out the 7-7 bombing mastermind was an MI6 agent, and the media spins it and goes, he must have been a double agent. And our government's funding al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. There's the New York Times, terrorist plots hatched by the FBI, April 28, 2012. It goes on to say most plots were completely created, manufactured, and authorized and funded and run and commanded by the New World Order. Global shadowy corporations manipulating our governments. And of course they run the radical Muslims. And of course they run the police state here. They put radical Muslims in to undermine secular Muslim governments so that they never get a civilization. That's part of the public plan. Clash of civilizations. Strategy of tension. And over here they use the Muslim threat. In every case, the terrorists are on government welfare. They're protected. The government knows they attack us. And the government says, hey, Alex, you're going to have to buy any terrorism insurance now. We're going to put you on a no-fly list. We're going to stick our hands down your pants. We're going to read your email because you're all suspects now. You know what, government? You're the suspect. You're the captured government.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Russian mainstream media is now leaking why the Russians called for an FBI investigation of Tamerlan Tsarnaev or Tsarnaz or however you pronounce it. They are now coming out, ladies and gentlemen. Document cam, please. This is in the mainline Russian news and been picked up all across Russia. Tamerlan recruited via the Georgetown Foundation, Jamestown, U.S. nonprofit. The board of directors of NGOs previously entered one of the ideologists of U.S. foreign policy, Zbigniew Brzezinski, who calls for using terror states up against Russia, was engaged in recruiting residents of North Caucasus to work in the interest of the United States and Georgia. And that's why he had an alias that's confirmed. That's why the family said it must be a setup, because the family are pretty, you know, some of them are some heavy hitter lawyers and people working for oil companies. And this is huge because Kurt Nemo wrote an article on Saturday predicting it would, he even listed the Jamestown group because that's the group they use. And if this is confirmed, and the Russians are saying it is, and of course he had aliases and things, this is a smoking gun of information. So all you've got to do is put Tamerlan recruited via the Georgian Foundation, and it'll come up for you on the search engine. I said I'd go to calls, and I will. This is big breaking news. Ask Kurt Nemo to print me his Saturday article. And there it is. Tamerlan Tsarnaev recruited via the Georgian Foundation. And Georgia, of course, has been the main hot spot to train Muslim terrorists to attack Russian-held areas. And again, I'm no fan of Vladimir Putin or what they're doing. That's another tyranny. But the West, the bankers, are funding radical Islam in Chechnya, in Dagestan, in Georgia, just everywhere, to bomb and blow up Russian facilities on the borders and in Russian-held areas like Dagestan and Chechnya. And it's a fact. I mean, these are playboy guys who thought they were part of a drill, and then that's why he climbs out of the boat, and there's no blood on his neck or shirt. He walks over, and they go, lay down, little baby. Here's the shot. Give me that scalpel. And and then they are coming out saying, right now, the younger brother admits to setting bombs with brother, source says. If they've ever got me in jail and they've cut my larynx out, and they just come out in the Boston Globe or the Austin American Statesman or wherever and just say, Alex Jones admits he blew up the Capitol. Alex Jones admits he ran over the little kids. Alex Jones admits he, you know, Alex Jones wrote a suicide note. He committed suicide. No, no, no. And look, we're the only ones on the trail. And that's why they're demonizing us, and that's why they're demonizing things like DrudgeReport.com, because he's got the levos to push some of the stuff we're putting out, because it makes sense. And now there was a drill. The senator says there's evidence they knew and let it happen. No kidding. Oh, but I thought I'm the conspiracy theorist. Who stands to gain from this? Who has a history of this? Who's been caught doing it over and over again? I mean, we'd be idiots if we didn't have lawmakers that would take our liberties and give hundreds of billions of dollars in domestic contracts to their own families when there was a terror attack. They wouldn't be doing this. A free country doesn't get rid of its liberties because three people get blown up or two cops get shot. A free country doesn't give in to terrorism. The only people that would tell you give in to terrorism and give up your liberty are the terrorists. Duh. Duh. Why do terrorists stage terrorism? To get a political goal. And what's that? Power. Put us in power. They're in power. And they want to get rid of the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and they're creating terror attacks. They're manufacturing them. They're provocateuring them. They are funding them. They are commanding them. Hour number two straight ahead. This is incredible news. Of course he was on an NGO. They had aliases. They worked for the New World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I prescribe the healthy body Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.